67-57. It was supposed to be their education day, and the attendance announced at LaSalle was 185, so I feel bad there. But how do you lose a game by 10 when you win the rebounds 58-38? LaSalle won the rebounds 58-38. Dalibo for LaSalle had 18 rebounds. Ashley Connor, who played at St. Louis, she didn't play much, so she went to LaSalle. That's St. Louis's loss because she had 16. Meg McConnell had 5 in double figures for Duquesne. She had 20. But here's what I came up with in the box score. Duquesne only had 9 turnovers. LaSalle had 26. So, anyway, weird stuff. Fordham's off tonight because you got an uneven amount of teams in this conference. So you have St. Bonaventure and St. Joe. I think we know how that's going to go. You have, get on these games.
They don't let you.
Okay. They're not lines.
There's games. Not lines on most of them.
VCU's at George Washington could be interesting. UMass at Rhode Island should be a toss-up game. Davidson at George Mason. If Davidson hits some threes, could be interesting. And tomorrow night, Richmond at Loyola. That will not be interesting whatsoever. It shouldn't be. So Nyla is coming over. Actually, Shannon Wheeler is not coming over to talk to us. You already did that famous interview with her. We'll replay that sometime. So we wait for the bulletins. They're ready. Shannon Wheeler has it. After the next break, I'll tell you what the standings are on the A-10. But we are underway. Dayton's up 20-17. And the Flyers have the ball. Nyla Lear has the ball. And interestingly enough, Ivy Wolf is not in the game again. So she has sat out more than 2 minutes. We'll see what that brings about later on. Now the Pelicans with the ball. And Kennedy, given goes Simon, goes up. And Lear got a piece of that one. So the shot was errant. And Olivia Leung stops, travels, they don't call it, bombs away a 3, ill-advised, missed it, but Wheeler got the carom. Dayton will set it up again. Olivia Leung will drive and bank it in. Something I noticed on that possession, and I've noticed on a few possessions tonight, St. Louis doesn't get their hands up when Dayton drives, and I don't get that. Gray comes up short. It's tipped by Smith over to Nia Lear. Well, obviously, going to check back in now. At least not now. Got to wait till a dead ball. It's into Ariana Smith. She goes past the defenders and banks it in. And she is carving the Billikens up inside. She's got 8 points, 4 of 5 from the field to go along with her 3 rebounds. And Dayton's up to 7. And now they're at by 4 as Peyton Kennedy hits a left wing 3. Their first 3 of the night, first 3 in this game, and it's 24-20. I think you're looking up how Peyton Kennedy has done from 3 this year. Driving is there. She has her shot blocked. Ball is loose and it comes to Calhoun. Calhoun comes down 1-on-4 and says, I got to find a trailer. Does so to Peyton Kennedy. Brooklyn Gray at the top of the key. Brooklyn Gray now. Fadeaway shot. Tough shot. Good defense. It's short. And Nicole Stevens gets the rebound. Quickly up Shannon Wheeler. Flyers up 4. Nia Lear between the circles. Bergstrom will check back in for the Bills in a moment, but driving the baseline is Wheeler. Bumped the defender, no call. Out to Leung, the 3, in and out from the left side. Rebound to Peyton Kennedy. Out to Gray. Now here comes Calhoun, uses the screen. Eludes the defender and quickly banks it in. She has 6. What did you have on Kennedy through 3?
Just under 30%. She's the second leading three-point shooter on the team.
Give and go. Another basket for Ariana Smith. Give the assist to Olivia Leung. Smith is finishing from great passes. Here's a missed 3 for the Pelicans, and Shannon Wheeler gets the basketball. Dayton up, if you've just joined us here on 1660 Information Radio, 26-22, 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Stopping, popping. Stevens, good. It's Stevens and Smith. Doing the work tonight.
Yeah, they're going to call a timeout.
Yep, timeout. Lots of changes. Let's break. 28-22. Flyers with the lead. 7:09 to go. We'll be back.
Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball Well on Radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so here are the A-10 standings. I'm going to read them. I'll tell you what I think of the surprises so far, and then Dennis can chime in. Richmond leads the conference at 6-1. That's no surprise. Davidson is 5-1. Yeah, I think that's a surprise, though. I think if you look at who they've played, they've been very fortunate who they've played. Then you have four teams who are 5-2. Fordham, the Flyers, St. Joe, and George Mason. Well, considering the Flyers were picked way down there along with Fordham, those two are big surprises. I guess I'm answering the question before I even ask you. UMass 4-3. That's a pleasant surprise considering they were dreadful last year. Duquesne's 4-4. Rhode Island's 3-3. VCU's 3-4. Loyola's 3-5. George Washington and St. Louis are 1-5. St. Bonaventure's 1-6. And then you have poor LaSalle, 1-7. So what do you think?
I think Duquesne's better than what they have shown so far. I think that Dayton has been obviously better than what they were predicted. I think they played about what we expected. I do think Fordham's a little up. I think they'll come down to earth a little bit. And I think Richmond is far and above better than everybody else.
But Fordham's got that win over Richmond.
They do.
To their credit.
They do.
All right. After the timeout, we shall proceed. Dayton up 28-22. Trying to hold serve at home. I mean, the Flyers already have two impressive road wins this year. You want to point out?
Cameron Grant checking in early. She normally does not see playing time in the second quarter.
Oh, that's true. She averages 1.4 points per game.
And Dawkins in as well.
And she averages 3.2 points per game. And almost a steal for Shatavia Dawkins. But St. Louis is able to maintain possession of the ball. And it's Shavers at the top of the key. Shavers will drive. You're pointing something out. We'll get to that in a moment. Ball's kicked out to Calhoun. 8 to shoot. Now driving is Gray. Good defense, Stevens. Gray fadeaway. Couldn't draw the foul. She hits the deck. Missed the shot. And Grant the rebound to Ivy Wolf. Ivy almost over and back, but she straddles the line. She comes all the way down. She penetrates. It's kicked out. Stevens on the right side, right of the lane. Off to Dawkins. 15 to shoot. Dawkins now will dribble away from the basket. Now drive on Calhoun and loses control of the ball, but it comes to Wheeler. Dayton has 9 to shoot. They cross-court the pass. And Grant with 5, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Calhoun. So what were you going to point?
Well, just a lot of new faces on the Flyers' defensive side of the ball, and they left. That was Hydera, butchered that name, but she was wide open underneath the basket. Flyers had two players who were guarding Shavers, so I saw it. No one else seemed to.
Yes, they need our spot, don't they?
So the
shoot
it.
Keyed in. Yep, Grant has to shoot that 3, and it's short. And the rebound comes down to Calhoun. 6:15 to go in the first half. We'll have an encore performance. You missed it the first time. Halftime interview that I did before the year with Eleanor Maniak. And a ball hits the side of the backboard for the Pelicans. And Shantavia Dawkins splits the defenders, goes all the way in, and comes up short on the shot. But it comes right back to her, and she's tied up by Bergstrom. And the alternating arrow points the Pelicans way. She nor Bergstrom were going to give ground up as they both hit the deck there. But they have to mop it up.
Yeah, I guess the reason I didn't really know Hydra too much, that's how you pronounce it, it's Hydra. She's only played in 6 games, averages 2.6 minutes a game. She's only scored 2 points on the season. She has some good size to her.
Interesting substitution, man. They're putting somebody in who really doesn't have game experience.
6'5 grad student.
Driving, scoring, Brooklyn Gray. She's got experience, and she's got 6 points. And it's 28-24. And it's Stevens the other way. Stevens is bumped by Gray, gets away with it. Here's an open 3, Grant. Ooh, brick off the backboard, didn't hit the rim. don't know how much longer she'll stay in the game with shots like that. And St. Louis with the ball. And we have something underneath. I think they're going to ticket Shannon Wheeler. Maybe not. Ivy got the foul. That's her first. It's definitely not a foul-played game. There's only three fouls in the game for Dayton and only one foul in the game for the Bills. And Ricky Harris will come back in for Nicole Stevens. Stevens, 8 points, a perfect 4-for-4 from the field. Stevens goes to the water bottle. Now Grant on the dribble. Stops, pops right side. No good. And Harris quickly up to Wolf. Ivy outside the three-point stripe. Eludes her defender. Gets an open look. And finally gets on the board for 2 points. She worked hard to get open for that shot. Dayton up by 6. And they stop the game to, again, mop the floor.
Bergstrom slipped. She actually asked the ref to stop that. She went sliding. There was a wet spot.
We don't need this to be an ice skating competition. So Sunday against Richmond will be National Women and Girls in Sports Day. I hope to have a live interview at halftime with a UD athlete. We haven't determined what sport or who that will be, but stick with us. Sunday's game is at 1 o'clock, and we'll have it for you right here at 12:45. 15 to shoot for the Billikens, down 6. Long 3, badly off the mark. Rebound, Gray kicks it, tries to save it, falls down, and the ball goes out of bounds. What an effort by Brooklyn Gray. And she was angry, she couldn't save it. She takes the ball and slams it down.
You need to come out and just cover up the three-point line. These two teams are 1 of 14 combined from behind the three-point line.
St. Louis doesn't shoot it well. I mean, the Flyers, though, you wouldn't expect them to be 0 of 7. I mean, they shoot 33% from the three to compare to the Bills' 25%. And Umeli is back in the game for the Billikens. Happy to report. And Grant, underneath pass, got it to Wheeler. She got the basket. She's fouled. She put her line to complete the three-point play. Shannon Wheeler with 4 points. Nifty pass from Grant. Didn't have a lot of room to make that pass.
Yeah, well said, Barney, because it was. It was a very good pass, and it was really the only thing that she was really looking for, because she is not looking to score after missing a couple bad shots. I would have liked to have seen her take that to the hoop. She had a good line, but tough pass. Great catch by Shannon Wheeler, and then a fantastic finish.
Wheeler, free throw. Complete the three-point play. Bounced up in the air and went in. 69% free throw shooter. She's got 5 points. And I had to get this line in tonight. Simon says, I need my first foul of the game. I could have brought up Simon Bar Sinister. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Did you ever watch the cartoon Underdog?
Mm-mm.
Forget it. All right, so Calhoun is straight-jacketed. Over to Simon, back over to Calhoun, who is now played by Shantavia Dawkins. 14 to shoot. Dayton's biggest lead of the game is 9 points on 50% from the field compared to 14% from the Billikens, and it goes down from there. They have an air ball, and they cannot hit anything. Actually, 35%. Look at the wrong category. 14% from 3. Dayton turns it over, and Calhoun... Bounce pass is intended, but it's knocked away by Harris. It fortunately comes back to Shavers, and she missed an easy layup. And Ariana Smith has the rebound. Dayton up 9, looks to go up double digits. In the lane, Harris got 5, got the basket off the backboard. She can complete the 3-point play with 6 points on, or with her first 2 points up the night, I should say. And Simon says, I'm picking up foul number 2. You're a banker. Don't you just love to see those shots go in from the bank?
You like the bank closed, always.
Yeah. Especially bad weather.
Yeah.
Okay, so Harris is at the line. The Billikens keep making substitutions. Maya Glanton is a 6-foot grad student, averages 3 a game. She's in the lineup now, and Harris does not complete the 3-point play. And the ball goes out of bounds. So, Billiken lineup has Glant along with Ann Umeli, Kennedy Calhoun, Peyton Kennedy, and the young lady inbounding the ball is Brooklyn Gray. The Flyers have Dawkins, Grant, Harris, Wolf, and Smith. And Dayton steals the ball on a double team. It's Dawkins for the layup. I like that the Flyers have substituted a couple of players who haven't played. They're really hungry tonight. I think they've helped build this lead. That would be Grant and Dawkins. They have a 13-point lead right now. And is it still 13? Nope, it's 11. We just had a two-pointer by Anumeli. So it's 37-26. It's a long interview with Ellen Emanuel. So basically we'll tell you the halftime score and we'll cut out immediately. So turnaround shot is forced up by Grant. Didn't really need that. And another young one's going to come in for Dayton in a moment. That'll be Molly O'Riordan. Here's a give and go. Basket's good for Brooklyn Gray. She's got 8 points. Flyer lead is 9. Maybe Dayton has to slow it up a little bit. Maybe they've gone a little too fast. We'll see what Harris does. She'll stop and pop an open look. Left side, got it. Harris, 4 points, 39-28. O'Riordan waiting to check in. Should I call her by what the Duquesne announcers called? No, I guess I can't do that.
Good luck.
Yeah, I won't do that. Especially when Ifeala comes in. Give and go for St. Louis. They get the basket. Maya Glenn, beautiful pass. She was the recipient. She put it in. 39-30, Dayton. Dayton led 20-17 at the end of the first. And now we're going the other way. I think they have Ariana Smith on an illegal screen.
Ivy.
Wolf. Okay, she was there as well. So she picks up her second foul. See if that sends her to the bench for the last 49.
Nicole checked in for her.
I would do that. And again, O'Riordan is in. The freshman averages 2 points a game.
St. Louis has done a fantastic job on Ivy. They have face-guarded her from the tip, and they've taken her out of it a little bit. Flyers have done a good job of scoring without her.
Just like at Duquesne, when she didn't score in the first half, but they were tied at 35. You know, every game, you cannot depend on Ivy to lead you in scoring. You need balance, and that's what we're seeing tonight. Pretty good defense by Molly O'Riordan, but Maya Glanton took her to school with some good head fakes, and she got the two-pointer to go. So Billikens trail by 7. As an open three for O'Riordan. Wow, she connected. Well, again, the Dayton bench continues to prosper. 42-32. I want you to look that up. That's got to be the first three-pointer of her career.
Mm-mm, she hit one.
It's not?
No, yeah. Hold on, I'll get it for you.
Okay, thank you.
She's 1 of 9 before that one. Wow. I remember the one she hit.
I don't remember that. So, bad pass, intercepted. And on the give and go, O'Riordan, beautiful pass to Smith, and she is fouled by Maya Glenn, who picks up her first foul. That for the Billikens is turnover number 7, compared to only 3 for Dayton.
I've been trying to stay away from jinxing them, but yeah, only 1 at the end of the first quarter, and they've had 2 so far in this. The Flyers, 6 of their last 7. St. Louis, 4 of their last 4. The scoring has really amped up over the last few minutes.
Yeah, St. Louis is up to 41% from the field, but compared to a very efficient 54% for the Flyers. Rebounds 17 for Dayton, 21 for the Bills. The Bills have 6 assists to their 7 turnovers. And again, the Flyers have 9 assists to their 3 turnovers. So, Ariana Smith, free throw is good. She now has 11 points. Well, we talked to her after the LaSalle game, so if she's the star of the game tonight, we'll have to talk to somebody else. Another free throw is good, and it's a 12-point lead. And Ariana Smith has 12, and we're down to 50 seconds to go. And Johns is in the game. 3 Johns, 5'11 grad student, averages 2 points a game. And she takes the 3 on her announcement. She missed the 3, and it's the rebound by Dayton, and Ariana Smith is off balance, and she fell down and threw the ball out of bounds. And she's smiling about it.
Well, she's wondering how she ended up on the floor because she got pushed and there was just no whistle there. And that she kind of gave the official a look of, how did I get here if by myself? That one, refs have been good in this first half, in my opinion. They've let the game go. Yes. That one there, that was a foul.
Yeah, they don't want to get paid by the whistle today. So Bree Johns throws it in. There's a 5-second game to shot clock disparity. I would think the Billikens will try to drain this, but I think they're really looking for the first opportunity they can get. 20 on the shot, 25 on the game. St. Louis trails it by a dozen. Dayton 20 points first quarter, 24 this quarter. The Billikens have been held to 15. 8 to shoot. Calhoun on the dribble. They need to do something or they're going to have a shot clock violation. Nope, Kennedy will get an open three. And that's Molly O'Reardon getting burned on defense. And that's the half. So Peyton Kennedy gets her second three. We are at half, 44-35. I'm not going to compete with the band. Eleanor Maniac interview is coming up.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios
so happy
for halftime.
Finally get to talk with after a game last year. It was her 8-point, 15-minute performance against Miami Hamilton. And we have her at halftime of this game now. You remember that game last year?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty fun.
It was awesome. So let me give a little bit of background information. Pull the right card. Okay, I mentioned the 8-point performance. Health sciences major at her Illinois high school, over 1,000 career points. Senior year, 17 points a game, 9 rebounds. All righty, so health sciences major. What are some of your challenging classes this semester?
So right now I'm in organic chemistry and genetics, which...
That scared me.
Has been a little challenging so far, but, I just got to keep pushing through to, reach my goal. Just working in the medical field, but, luckily it hasn't been overly strenuous so far, but definitely a little tough.
So it's obviously not what I went through in college, which we won't go through that. So do you go to class every day? Do you have labs? Do you have Zoom things? How does that work?
Yeah, so I have classes every day. I'm in 2 labs right now. So I'm in a lab for organic chemistry and then a physiology lab right now, which those have been really cool. Organic chemistry is definitely just like... It's definitely a lot, just like lots of small measurements, lots of time-consuming experiments. But my physiology lab, I really enjoy. We were checking out brain waves on ourselves last week, so it's definitely very interesting.
Now, wait a minute. You were checking out brain waves on yourself?
Yes.
How do you do? I'm not letting that go. How do you do that without hurting yourself?
Yeah, well, we just had like sensors on our forehead, and we actually had to have some sensors on our ankles, and. Yeah, we did different things where we had to listen to like, classical music and then like heavy metal and like compare like how much that increases or decreases your alpha waves and your beta waves to see like your state of like relaxation and things like that. So,
okay, what are your alpha waves and what are your beta waves?
Your alpha waves increase a lot. I mean, I could be messing this up, so
no, that's okay. We won't hold you to that.
They increase with, a state of relaxation, so just kind of, being at rest and things like that. But then your beta waves, like, if you have, like, something energetic or, like, a stimulus going on, it can increase your beta waves, which would offset your alpha waves and decrease that, so...
Now, one thing I like about this young lady is, and if you haven't been to a game and you come, you watch her, even if she's not in the game, you watch her on the bench. During a timeout, she's the first one up, cheering everybody on, giving everybody encouragement, even during play on the bench. You're great at that, and that's very important.
Thank you.
And, I mean, there have been games that I've come to that maybe I don't feel good. But it's like, I need a little motivation. I'm just going to watch Eleanor in the pregame warm-ups, and she gets me ready to go. So maybe you should wear some of these contraptions during those games.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
How would that work out?
Yeah, I think my adrenaline, all my brain waves would be probably off the charts from our games. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice that, you know, people notice that. I try to just bring energy to our team every day. I'm just trying to do everything I can just to keep everyone motivated, keep everyone going, because, yeah, obviously, you know, anytime I, you know, like you mentioned earlier, anytime I get to be on the court, it's definitely a blessing to be able to contribute any way I can. But, you know, off the court too, just trying to bring it every day. You know, Coach Meek really holds me to it in practice and in games. So, yeah, anything I can do just for our team is what I try to do every day.
Now, do you, like in practice, I know in some situations some people will, like, simulate somebody on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. Do you do that? And, like, you have to play the role of somebody on the opposing team. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how do you prepare for that?
Yeah, usually based on, like, whoever we're scouting for our next game, I'll be, like, one of the players that would typically be playing. So usually, like, for me, like, for, like, me as a player, I'm a shooter and things like that. So usually I'll simulate whoever we're playing who is also a shooter. Or then based on, like, the film we've watched and the scout we're doing, I'll try to, like, do some of the things that they do. So if it's, like, a bigger guard and they like to post up, like, I go back to, you know, when I was in high school, I was more of a post, and so I'm kind of comfortable in that space. So, yeah, I'll be on scout team, and we also have male practice players that play with us. So we even wear, like, jerseys with, like, our opponents, like, numbers on them, so we can really get the specifics of who we're playing, and they kind of help, like, simulate what the game is going to be like, you know, running their plays and things like that. So, yeah, it just really helps our team get fully prepared.
I imagine some of that has to be, and I won't elaborate on this point too long, I imagine some of that has to be challenging. Like, for example, the first team you're going to play, and we're going to air this after the first game, but it's Southeast Missouri State. Mm-hmm. They have one player back from last
year.
So I can't even watch their games from last year because they're not going to tell me anything. Mm. So how that sets you up to emulate somebody on the scout team, that's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely look back on, you know, some of the players, like some of their film, like if they came from like a previous college, or even, I know last year when we played certain teams where they had incoming freshmen, we would even look at their AAU and high school tape just to kind of get a good feel for the kind of player they are. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely try to find ways to prepare. Even, you know, I know, like, if a team has, like, a new coaching staff, we try to look at, like, their old school and the kind of offense they ran, or if they like to play fast, they try to slow down in transition, things like that. So we definitely try to do some of our research, but definitely a little more tricky once you get into situations like that.
Understand. Okay, so we're going to get into, when we're taping this, one of these Get to Know Eleanor questionnaires came out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to elaborate on some of this. The one that I found out the most fascinating is that your favorite, let me find it here, it is your favorite game. The Wii Sports?
Yes.
So what I found interesting is basketball's not an option.
I know,
tennis,
yeah.
Baseball, bowling, golf, boxing. Which do you like? Which have you conquered?
I would say tennis has to be one of my favorites. I usually like to challenge, you know, people on our team or some of my roommates to a good tennis match, usually after, like, a long day of class. That usually helps, you know, release some of that high energy I kind of get from some of my difficult classes I go through. So I like to challenge people to a good tennis match. I've had my Wii. It's been going through my family probably since I was, like, 4 years old, and I'm 20 now. So it's a little ancient, and my brothers both tell me that if anything happens to our Wii while we're in college, I'm in big trouble. So, yeah, I like to play a lot of Wii sports. My brother, you know, he beats me a lot in golf and in baseball, but I'd have to say bowling and tennis are some of my strong suits.
Now, if somebody is not familiar and they're saying, what the heck are they talking about?
Yeah.
Wii? It's some sort of, like, reality thing where, I don't know if you're wearing the goggles or something, but how does it work?
Yeah, so you just have, like, a Wii remote in your hand. It's I would say it's a pretty old, like, video game system, but because I'm not, you know, like a PS5 or Xbox, I'm not too familiar with that kind of stuff these days. But yeah, you just have your Wii remote, and, you know, it's almost as if, like, you're actually playing. Like, it simulates, like, you will, like, do, like, a full swing if you're, you know, playing Wii tennis, or, you know, pitching in baseball. Like, you can press the different buttons to throw a different pitch, or, like, how hard you move your wrist is how fast your pitch is going to be. So, yeah, me is, you know, a sports fanatic. It's definitely really fun for me.
So it sounds like everything, you get the adrenaline from the competition, you have everything but the sweat.
Yeah, sometimes I do get a little sweaty, and, you know, I might be yelling a little bit like I am during basketball. I still get pretty competitive, but, yeah.
Favorite animal, elephant. Got to ask you to elaborate on that one.
Yeah, I feel like ever since I was a kid, I've always loved elephants. They actually asked me if I like could put that question on there. I didn't have elephant in there at first, and they were like, do you mind telling us your favorite animal? But yeah, I just really have always liked like how wise they are and, you know, how long they can live for. Just always have been really interested.
I would say don't mess with them.
Yeah.
Especially their trunks.
Yeah. No, for sure. I probably
have you ever seen one? Have you ever petted one? Have you ever been near one?
I have not. You know, when I go to the zoo when I was a kid, I'd always be looking for the elephants, but it's definitely been a minute since I've done that. But, and, you know, elephant, Eleanor, I always kind of feel like some correlation with the beginning of our name, so.
I can see this, but I want to get an answer from you. Your personal goal to make my teammates better, mm-hmm. with your enthusiasm, with your encouragement. Elaborate on that, why you put that in there.
Yeah, so definitely, like, a goal for me, you know, every season going into it is just trying to help better my team in any way I can. You know, I know my role on this team, and, you know, Coach Meek and I have talked about it pretty often, just trying every day to just bring what I can to our team on and off the court. Just, you know, obviously for me, like, I'm a health sciences major. I want to go to become a physician assistant, and some of my teammates are health science majors, so trying to, like, give them advice, trying to help them with their classes, some of the classes I've been through, and then on the court, just trying to, like, push them every day, you know. Yeah, just trying to make them better, trying to, you know, if you ask them, I'm a pretty scrappy player. They don't really like me playing defense because I do rack up a lot of fouls in practice, but, you know, trying to prepare them for games where we might have bad refs or things like that. But, yeah, just anything I can do is just what I want to bring. Like, I just want to make us better, just to win as many games as we can going into the season. So, yeah.
At 20 years old, this surprised me. Your favorite movie is 50 First Dates. That is a 2004 movie.
Yeah.
That movie was basically probably the same year you were born.
Yeah.
So why did you choose that one?
I mean, I love Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, and rom-coms are probably my favorite genre movie. I know Molly on our team also enjoys rom-coms, so that's one of our favorite things, is discussing some of our favorite movies. But yeah, definitely a good movie, lighthearted, love a good.
And then, and I haven't heard this yet, your favorite game day song, Stay Fly by 3-6 Mafia. Now, and that song is from 2015.
Yeah.
So at least it's a little more current than the movie, but why that one?
I know me and Shannon Wheeler on the team, we both love that song, and whenever it comes on, especially in the weight room or pregame, we both just kind of look at each other, and we're like, okay, we're ready to go. It really amps us up, gets us going. So, I mean, I also like listening to Drake and things like that, but that song in particular, really, I really like the song.
So finally, what was so special about the late day with the team?
It was just really fun, honestly. It was a really good bonding moment for us, especially, you know, we have 8 newcomers on our team, more, you know, more new people than returners. So we went to Ivy's grandparents' lake house, and it was just really fun, you know, being on the boat, hanging out. We had a bonfire. Ivy's grandpa was grilling, like, hot dogs and burgers for us. So it was just, like, a really good bonding experience just for us girls, like, just getting off the court, enjoying some time together, trying to wind down a little bit before school started and everything. And we loved it so much, we made Ivy let us come back another weekend in September. So, yeah, it was. I feel like it really connected us, and, you know, especially building that chemistry with having such a new group formed together was really cool. And I keep telling Coach Meek, I'm like, thank you for bringing me, like, 8 new friends. I'm like, I've, like, truly love everyone, like, on this team. You know, I feel like the 15 of us really get along well, and yeah, it's been really fun so far.
And you see, you're outgoing, you're very warm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a challenge to get to know 8 new personalities? Because not everybody's going to be like you.
Yeah.
There were some quiet people on the team last year.
Mm-hmm.
So what the challenge is for you trying to learn 8 new personalities?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely an interesting process navigating that. I feel like for me, like, I've always just been able to talk to people, get to know them easily, but, you know, trying to figure out, like, what works for the person, especially over the summer, we all live in the Caldwell apartment, so there's some girls on the team where I literally, like, knock on their door and just walk right in, and just, I force them to hang out with me, but then other girls, you know, I know they kind of need their space, or I'd ask them to, you know, get ice cream or get food together, just to kind of, like, have, you know, one-on-one time together to get to know him, because I know it's hard, you know, 15 people in one setting is hard to kind of, like, get to know everybody at once, or for them to feel comfortable. I know it can be kind of, like, overwhelming. So, yeah, just kind of doing different things like that, or some of my teammates, we go shoot together, we go to the pool together, things like that, especially over the summer. And now a bunch of us, we go to the library together, we go get dinner. Yesterday, a bunch of us got a sweet treat together, we got ice cream. So, yeah, just, it kind of, I feel like, depends on the person, which at first is hard to read, but, yeah, I feel like every person, like, out of the 14 other people, like, I know them so well, and they feel comfortable with me and everyone, so, yeah, it's been good.
All right, well, we thank Eleanor, and we go back to courtside.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.
All right, quickly, before Dennis has the third quarter, the Flyers are up 44-35, and here's the scoring. Ariana Smith has 12 points, Stevens has 8, Harris has 4, Leung has 4, Ivy Wolf has 3, Andrew Fowles, Johnson has 2, Shannon Wheeler has 5, and Arena has her second three-pointer of the year. Blanton has 4, Andy Umeli has 2, Kennedy Calhoun has 6, Brooklyn Gray has 8, Simon 2, Shavers 5, and Peyton Kennedy has the only 2 three-pointers for the Bills. She has 8 points, and Dennis can explain his laughter as I was looking at the scoring.
Well, right before the half started, Ricky Harris came over and spoke into our crowd mic, but it wasn't on, so I don't know what she said. But either way, play is underway in the second half, and you got Ivy Wolf getting jumped on by Calhoun. She is still down on the other end of the floor as St. Louis comes down for their possession. Gray has it. She throws an elbow, throws it back to Calhoun. Calhoun cross-court pass. Kennedy has it. She dumps it down to Gray. Gray goes to work. Back to Kennedy. Peyton Kennedy takes it in on the right wing. Long pass inside to Shavers. She's able to corral it. Throws it back. Calhoun thinks about it from three. Helter-skelter possession comes out. Kennedy dumps it down to Simon. Simon takes a 15-footer, knocks it in. They used every second of the shot clock, but they got a basket. Olivia Leung set to check in. I think they're going to check in for Ivy. Ivy's over there checking out her tooth.
Yeah, she normally smiles, but she's frowning, and I think, yeah, they're bothering her.
Nicole Stevens takes it down, puts up a bunny from about 3 feet. Good play by Nicole Stevens to answer. Opening baskets for each team to start this third period. It's 46-37 Flyers lead. Billikens have it. Ball in the corner. It's Brooklyn Gray. She's barking out commands, telling everybody to move. They get it to Kennedy. Kennedy gets a good shot in the corner, but it's long. And the rebound, as it's battled for, there's a foul underneath on Jada Johnson.
Let's see if the Flyers have a dentist on staff.
And they finally do whistle. Ivy comes out. They're going to talk to her, make sure she's all right.
Yeah, she's still adjusting her mouth. I don't know if she wears a mouth guard. I don't think so. See if she's going to talk to a trainer.
Yeah, if it's not bleeding, she'll be back in shortly. But Olivia checks in. 20 on the shot clock. It's into Calhoun. Ken Calhoun takes it in. Reverse, throws it up with her left hand. Rebound comes down to Ariana Smith. Quickly up to Ricky Harris. Harris dumps it back to Leung. Leung dribbles all the way in, takes it, stops, pops, throws it back out to Ricky Harris. Couldn't be more open. Knocks down the three. Great shot by Ricky Harris, but a better find. And we've got a St. Louis player now down. It's Brooklyn Gray. She comes up, and she is running straight to the sideline.
Limping.
And as she kind of hobbled off, it looked better as it was going, but she's going to bypass the bench. She's going all the way down to the end. I thought she was going straight in the locker room, but she is going to get some attention over there. And we'll keep you updated.
They are looking at Ivy's mouth. The trainer's looking at Ivy's mouth.
So 2 minutes into this third period, the medical staff for each team is at work. 49-37, Flyers lead by 12. Physical third period to start. Shavers has it, top of the key, hands it back to Calhoun. Kennedy, over now, Blanton. We've got interesting information about Blanton and Ariana Smith. I'll feed you here in a little bit. Ricky Harris gets a steal, throws it ahead to Nicole Stevens, and they're going to call a charge on Nicole Stevens. It's interesting because there was nowhere for her to come down with the ball. Kennedy Calhoun comes in, I mean, yes, she's standing there.
Yeah, I thought Kennedy Calhoun got smashed.
She did, but, I mean, the ball was not even in Nicole's possession. It's hard to say you have a charge when you don't even have the ball. But either way, officials made the decision. It's a charge. St. Louis has the ball. We're 7:50 remaining in this third period. It's been an up-paced tempo here to start the third period. Shavers has it top of the key. Gives it back to Calhoun. Calhoun over to Simon. Simon on the left wing. She dribbles in to the lane, but it's poked away. Leung got a hold of it. It's tipped to Stevens. Back to Leung. Leung goes into traffic. She is fouled as she lays it up. It doesn't go in, but she's going to go to the line for two.
And Ivy's smile is back. She's still kind of playing with her teeth a little bit. She was playing with her hair as she's sitting next to Colleen Day Andrews, the chief of staff. So I would expect that Ivy will be back in the game soon.
Yeah, if Olivia wasn't at the line, you'd probably see it right away. But Olivia is at the line. And
you were going to feed us some information. Olivia is 2 of 2 at the line tonight.
Yes, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Maya Glanton, where'd she go to college before? She was at Indiana State. Who else was at Indiana State? Ariana Smith.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to say a couple of Billikens now.
No, they
on the men's program.
They've got a tie-in. I think they do know each other. They were there at the same time, so... I was watching in the first half. They matched up against each other. It was very physical, and they kind of laughed. So I think they go back a little bit.
Kennedy is out, and Bergstrom is in for the Bills.
Free throws were good. 51-37. Flyers' largest lead of the game so far. 51-37. 14. Calhoun has it. Top of the key. Hands it off now. Bergstrom goes right back to Calhoun. She spins off. 1 of 3, but Leung did a good job staying on her. Gray back into the game, so that's a good sign for St. Louis. You're worried about her, and you got a moving screen out of the top of the key. They got Simon, I do believe.
Simon says, I just go to the bench now for their three fouls.
7-0 flyer run over the last 129. Ball's tipped away. Calhoun almost another steal. No wonder she's 6th in the country. But Leung gets a good look from three. She's hit. She wanted a whistle. Doesn't get it. It's missed. Defensive rebound comes down to Brooklyn Gray. She keeps it herself. Crosses timeline. Gets all the way to three-point line. Dumps it down to Simon on the post. She goes up and misses the layup. Had a good opportunity but missed it. It's tipped back out. Calhoun gets a three. Lets it fly. It's off the back rim. Rebound. Hits three players, but Ariana Smith comes down with it. She throws it ahead to Nicole Stevens. Flyers have numbers. Stevens back to Johnson. Johnson lays it up. Misses the layup. Great look. Just unable to finish with her left hand. Brooklyn Gray comes back for St. Louis. Pace is fun. Not wasting any time. I'm out of breath. Gray knocks into Leung. Leung flops. Good call there. She didn't really have a good defensive position. But not the worst foul either, because there's a huge size disadvantage down there. Gray probably ends up with a layup. As it is, it's a foul. Allows Shannon Wheeler to check in for Johnson. How many fouls is that on? Oh, that's just the first on Leung. Third team foul. St. Louis has 2 so far, the first 3.5 minutes of this period. Gray takes it out, throws it into Simon. Simon, back to Gray. Gray, behind her back, has a good mid-game. Good pass. Dumps it down inside to Glanton. She's unable to finish, but she'll go to the line for 2. That was a great find inside by Gray. I like Gray's game. She's interesting. Not your prototypical, you know, player style. She kind of reminds me, I'm going to throw a name out for you, but like Zach Randolph-esque. She really has a good mid game. You know, will dump down, has a big body, not a lot of height.
She's stocky.
Stocky is a good word. As Glanton misses her first free throw.
She was 8 of 8 on the year, but no longer is she 1,000%.
Who else? Tillett's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, so she is the only one left that's a perfect. Second free throw is good for Glanton. Flyers lead by 13. Leung has it on the right wing, throws it back to Stevens. Stevens cross-court pass to Harris. Harris, St. Louis has settled into a little zone. Leung has it on the right wing. Goes all the way in. Should have laid it up. Instead, tried to dump it to Ariana Smith. It's kicked away, and it's tied up. Possession error will favor St. Louis, so this will end up being a turnover.
Okay, so that's where Leung looked like a freshman. She's trying to make a no-look behind her back pass. Was she Magic Johnson there?
Olivia is fun to watch. There is no question. Some of the growing pains you just deal with.
You don't take that risk.
No, most of the time she throws up awkward shots looking for the foul. That one, she had a wide open layup and decided to go for the, it would have been a top 10 nominee pass, but it did not get completed. Either way, like I said, Flyers lead by 13, 51-38. Just lost our stat monitor. 5:44 remaining in this period. Top of the key, it's Kennedy Calhoun. Calhoun looks back to Simon. Simon goes to work on Wheeler. Stops, pops, and shoots it. She misses. It's off the back rim, but there's a whistle. It's a late whistle, and they're going to say Shannon Wheeler hit her on the arm, and that's going to put her to the line for two.
That's Shannon's first foul. That's why I always keep the old-fashioned thing. I do it by hand in case our monitors decide to go on strike. So Dennis is playing technician, and this is putting Simon at the line where she is at 74% on the season. Simon had a season-high 16 last year against LaSalle. She had a 16 rebound performance against Brigham Young. She's majoring in economics. And Simon connects on the first free throw, and Dennis is going to bring up statistics on his phone. And I'll take over for a moment. Simon goes for her 6th point, which she got. And that's going to bring our dental student back into the lineup. Ivy Wolf for Olivia Leone. Ivy got popped in the mouth and basically had to sit out for about 4 minutes. And back to you. And I don't know how to use your phone.
We'll keep an eye on it. So 11-point lead for the Flyers. Nicole Stevens throws it over to Ricky Harris right in front of Tamika Williams-Jatter. Ricky takes it all the way in. Tough shot off the backboard. Doesn't hit anything. But does a good job hustling for that loose ball. Knocks it out off of Simon. Flyers will retain possession, and they reset the shot clock to 30. I did not think they would reset that shot clock because I did not see a possession there. But either way, that's where we are. Ivy Wolf has the inbounds, throws it over to Ricky Harris. Harris throws it over to Shannon Wheeler. She gets a wide open look from three, knocks it down. Shannon Wheeler hits a three. Couldn't have been more wide open. That's her first three of the season. She was 0 of 2 before that one.
Have we ever talked to her after a game?
Not this year, anyway. She's pretty quiet, but it might be the time. Basket, that was Brooklyn Gray coming down.
She leads with 10 points.
Quick answer for the Billikens, but Wheeler gets another. Oh, I thought she was going to take that three. She couldn't have been more open. Instead, handed it to Harris. Harris backdoor to Nicole Stevens. She could have laid it up. Whips it back to Wheeler. She stops, throws it inside to Ariana Smith. She's fouled. She'll go up for the layup. She misses the layup, but she's going to go to the line for two now.
I don't know how Shannon got that pass inside at all. You can keep working on the monitor. We have a timeout. 4:32 to go, third quarter. Flyers keeping that double-digit lead, 54-42. Let's hear from our underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It is because of businesses like these that we are able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnikas Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, we have a technician who might help us with the password to get back in. I guess it's not password. Anyway, scores. So, we're back in. UMass Rhode Island thought this would be a good game. 56 off, 46 seconds to go. Might have to have you put it on, or we might have to announce that. That's down to the end. Not a good game. 5:19 to go, third quarter. St. Joe 54, St. Bonaventure 25. Good game. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Davidson at George Mason leads 48-47. Duquesne beat LaSalle by 10, told you about that. And VCU, good win at George Washington, 65-56. VCU is a weird team. They looked horrible against Richmond Sunday. They got smoked. Yet, they had a good win against St. Joe. And, of course, the Flyers smoked them on the road earlier. Ah, you got the game on. So we'll update you if it now Rhode Island has a two-point lead with 22 seconds to go. So in this game, the Flyers have 20 rebounds. The Billikens have 27, but the Billikens have 11 turnovers to Dayton 6. Well, Dayton does have 3 turnovers this period. Shooting percentages, the Flyers are at 52%, only 25% from 3, 3 of 12. Dayton is 7 of 9 at the line. The Billikens, as you would expect, 6 of 7, 86%. St. Louis, though, miserable, 18% from the 3-point stripe, 2 of 11. Overall, St. Louis is at 40% from the field. Smith with 12, Stevens with 10, and the Billikens have Brooklyn Gray with 10.
One thing the Billikens made sure when they came in tonight they were going to do was shut down Ivy Wolf. And they have done a very good job of that. Ivy's line right now, 2 points, 1 of 4 from the field in 17 minutes. So kudos to Dayton for executing without their leading scorer. Somewhat of a concern because I would expect this is what Ivy's probably going to see the rest of the way. So
she has to be a decoy.
Not just that. There's some opportunities. I'd like to see them isolate on a side and hit some back doors as Ariana Smith puts her first free throw up. She misses it. Because you can really take advantage of a face guarder. They cannot see. So you need to put her off to the side and not have anyone else over there. She needs to come hard towards the three-point line and then go back door. You're going to get a couple layups that way. Second free throw is good. So we'll see if that kind of plays out if they need an important bucket here. The 4:30 remaining in the third period. Flyers lead 56-42. St. Louis has the ball. Top of the key. Flyers in a little zone. It is a 2-3 zone, kind of a matchup. And Gray has it on the left wing, dumps it down inside. Hydra has it. She goes in. Tough shot for Hydra with her left hand. Like I said, only had 2 points coming into the season and only played in 6 games, only plays a couple minutes a game. Making an impact tonight. You might see her play a little bit more. Nicole Stevens dribbling on the right wing. Takes it in the lane, stops. Hands it to Shannon Wheeler, top of the key. She gives it right back. 10 on the play clock. Stevens stops, picks it up. Wheeler gets another look from 3. Let's it fly. Nail on for Shannon Wheeler. Second three-pointer in as many attempts. Brooklyn Gray has it for St. Louis coming back. Lead is ballooned to 15 for the Flyers. Brooklyn Gray looking. Long pass to Kennedy Calhoun. Calhoun takes it all the way into the tree. She great pass inside. That was an unbelievable pass inside to Peyton Kennedy. She's able to lay it up. Good find from Kennedy Calhoun. The Point Guard University, St. Louis. We'll talk about that more as Nicole Stevens has a rare turnover for the Flyers tonight. But when you think about St. Louis, Barney, and you go back, I mean, since I've been here, I think back to Jackie Kemp, then Kaija Harbison, and then obviously now you're sitting there with Calhoun. Where do they come up with all these athletic point guards? It's just like this endless run of talent. But she is a senior, so it's going to be somebody else next year.
UMass tied it, so Rhode Island's going to take the last shot. If they miss it, they go to overtime. I'll update you.
3 minutes to go in this third period. Calhoun has it. Top of the key. She throws it over to Gray. Gray dumps it down. Glanton off her right shoulder. Lots of contact as Ariana Smith hits the deck hard. Shot went up. Was it an and one? Did it go in or did it rim out?
No, it did not go in.
I looked down and saw Ariana Smith hit the deck and kind of took my eyes off the ball. So Glanton will go to the line for two.
You know, the weird thing about Glanton is you mentioned 4 years at Indiana State. She averages 3 points a game this year. Last year at Indiana State, more of a contributor, free throw good. She averaged 11 points and 7 rebounds. Sometimes when you go to another place, it doesn't always mean your production rises.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look, she looks comfortable, has good size to her, good strength. Obviously shoots well from the free throw line, only missed one on the season. Couple substitutions come in. Nicole Stevens comes out. Dawkins checks in. So you have Wolf, Smith, Dawkins, Ricky Harris, and Shannon Wheeler for the Flyers. Ricky Harris walks across the timeline, 2:45 remaining in this third period. Lead is trimmed down to 11. Harris thought about a wide open three. Instead, they dump it down to Ariana Smith. Over her right shoulder, lays it up. Passes on a good shot. Got a great shot. Unselfish play by the Flyers there. It's been the key all night. Good passing. Brooklyn Gray, a little dipsy-doo, crosses over, takes a shot from just inside the free throw line and knocks it down. Good individual play there from Brooklyn Gray. Ricky Harris has it to Shannon Wheeler. Wheeler traveled. Good defense by Brooklyn Gray. Not the most fleet of foot, but really has good anticipation. Kind of saw where Shannon Wheeler was trying to go, got there first, caused a turnover.
Tough loss for UMass. Rhode Island, and I don't know who, somebody hit a shot with 2.5 seconds to go. Rhode Island goes to 9-11, 4-3 in the league. UMass with the tough loss, 9-10, 4-5, 4-4 in the league.
So many of these 8-10 games are going to come down to the last possession and who can execute. Speaking of execution, Kennedy Calhoun dribbles into the lane and is fouled by Ricky Harris. Ricky doesn't like it. Fans don't like it. There was some contact with the body.
Now, the Flyers are over 2:05. We don't want to see Billikens at the line time and time again. That's a way for them to get back in this game, especially the way they knock them down.
Mm-hmm. Stop the clock. Kennedy Calhoun at the line, where she's a 78% free throw shooter. Today, she's 2 of 2 from the line. First free throw is up and good, no problem. She's not a great three-point shooter. 24% on the season. She kind of, when she shoots it with a flat palm. Doesn't really have good rotation.
Bergstrom's their best at 33.
Mm-hmm. But hasn't been playing a lot. Second free throw up and good for Calhoun. Inyemeli is into the game for St. Louis. She's face guarding Ivy Wolf currently as Shannon Wheeler crosses the timeline. She throws it to Ariana Smith, kicks it back to Ricky Harris. Harris, played by Kennedy Calhoun, she slaps the ball away and picks up a foul. She's ticked off about it, and it was clearly a reach.
But only their fourth.
She gets away with that quite a bit. She has great hands. She pushes off with that off hand to kind of push the body. I do the same thing. I don't blame her. She's great at it. She got caught there because it was right in front of the official. Ivy Wolf keys it into Ricky Harris. Harris has a size advantage. Should dump her down and low. Instead, dumps it to Ariana Smith. She kicks it over to Dawkins. Dawkins takes it all the way in. Should have laid it up. Not looking to score. Throws out to a very covered Ivy Wolf. Couldn't have been more covered. And that's a turnover. A couple of the Flyers players who have made good defensive contributions tonight, just when they're on the floor, I don't want to say offensive liability, but they're just not looking to score whatsoever. And sometimes you just got to take that layup if they give it to you. Either way, 1:35 remaining in this period. 61-52 Flyers lead is trimmed down to single digits. It's just 9, and Gray's going to work. She spins, goes up, left hand, and she could have had an and one as Harris hit the deck trying to pick up a charge. I thought she was begging for the call. They didn't give it to her, and the aggressive play pays off for Brooklyn Gray. She goes to the line looking for points 13 and 14.
83% at the line this year. I thought she traveled there. 23 starts last year. Do you know how many siblings she has?
Oh, I didn't see that.
6.
Oh.
She's majoring in nutrition and dietetics. And there is one thing she does that I'm going to give you after the commercial. I'm going to give you a quiz on.
Both free throws are good for Gray. I like her game. I told you that. Not your prototypical kind of player, but I like her game. She had 23 Saturday versus Loyola, so she can really fill it up.
She's got 14.
Lead is down to 7. Flyers were up 15 just a few minutes ago. Harris has it, and it's stolen away. Kennedy Calhoun, she takes it coast to coast. She lays it up, and a silly foul by Harris, compounding mistakes. We've seen that a couple times tonight. Great play by Calhoun, not just for the steal. She was out ahead and slowed down. She let Harris catch up and pick up that foul. Very smart play by an experienced point guard. There's a reason. I mean, Barty, I'm sure you've seen the numbers on her. She's done nothing but win championships everywhere she's been. 1:13 remaining. They won at Longwood. She was with Coach Tillett at Longwood first and won a title, then came to St. Louis. They obviously won the WNIT last year, which was, I don't know if you saw this, but first time for an A-10 team to win the WNIT. Free throw is good. 61-57. It is now a 9-0 run over the last
prosperity.
Minute 15.
So it's like that all the work you did for a good first half was rubbed out in the last 2 minutes.
And it makes no sense. St. Louis in the third quarter, negative 79, but it's dumped down to Ariana Smith. She gets the layup, pushes the lead back to 6. Dayton plus 28 in the third quarter, so throwout stats, they don't matter. It's a six-point lead. Calhoun goes right into Ivy Wolf. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Nicole Stevens. She's dribbling. Unbelievable play by Kennedy Calhoun. Ball's bouncing around everywhere. Anyuela comes up with the rebound, comes down, throws it.
Oh,
oh my goodness. This is turning into football out here.
I mean, you can let him play. That's one thing. But and Harris picked up her third foul. But you've got to get control of this game again.
Cross-court pass to Peyton Kennedy. She takes it. Pump fakes as Ricky Harris flies across the court. Takes her out. That's going to put Kennedy at the line. That is fourth foul on Harris. She picked up her third and fourth foul in a matter of just a minute.
Well, count these two. Again, 96%, second
Barney
best in the nation.
Can Barney Jinx her, not the first one.
So she's going to have 12 points. She went over her 1,000 points in her career last year. She averaged 22 points in the WNIT. Listen to this. At her Illinois high school, she went over 2,000 points and 1,000 rebounds.
Does knock in the second free throw. So this lead has whittled all the way down to four. It's 63-59 with 35 and a half left. And this is a nightmare situation for Dayton. They were sitting very comfortable. We talked about this a lot at the beginning of this game. You don't want to be in a tight game with them in the fourth period, but looks like that's what's coming to us. Ariana Smith, top of the key. They just can't hold on to the ball. Hands it off to Leung. She has it over to Ivy Wolf, and they call a whistle at the three-point line.
Somehow, they've got to get Ivy going in the offense in the fourth quarter to win this game. I don't know how they're going to do it, but that's what they pay the coaching staff for.
And Coach Tillett's going to be frustrated with that foul. 18 seconds left in the quarter, and
yeah,
they're 40 feet from the basket. And Anyumele, she's the one that picked up the foul. That's her second. Put Shannon Wheeler on the line. Shannon's having a good game tonight. 16 minutes. She's got 11 points. 4-5 from the field. 1-1 from the stripe.
Good sub here. Nio in for defense for Ivy.
5 rebounds. First free throw is a miss for Shannon Wheeler.
Dayton at the line. 9 of 13. Listen to the Billikens. 14 of 15.
Whew.
Yeah.
Second free throw up and good for Wheeler. Wheeler is a 70% free throw shooter. Goes 1 of 2. Peyton Kennedy checks back in for offense. Glanton checks out for St. Louis. 18 seconds. St. Louis trails by just 5. They're back in this game. Just 13 seconds left. This third period is 24-20 in favor of the Billikens. Anyueli. She takes it all the way in. Euro step, but it's blocked cleanly by Ariana Smith. Dayton's going to get the last shot. 2 seconds, 1 second. Nicole Stevens, that's it. At the buzzer. Fades away from about 18 feet. Nicole Stevens puts the Flyers back up by 7. It's 66-59. Fourth quarter coming up after this.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on the radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghostlight Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, time for your education on the Billikens. First of all, I do this every year. Where people ask me today at work, what's a Billiken? Somebody thought it was a sneeze. I said, oh, gosh. It is a mythological mascot representing good luck, representing things as they ought to be. Statue outside Chaffetz Arena where they play. Legend is, if you rub the belly for good luck. In Japan, there's a wooden Billiken statue that sits where visitors rub the feet for good luck. And in Argentina, it's the name of the world's longest-running children's magazine. Oh, yeah. Gray likes to ask would-you-rather questions. So, for example, Dennis, would you rather be here broadcasting this game with me, or would you rather be on a beach somewhere warm? I'd say Florida, but they have snow. So there's your would you rather question.
That's a tough question. I love doing games with you, but a warm beach does sound fun.
So that's kind of neat out of personal play. That's probably the quirkiest thing I've ever found on a player before. As for St. Louis University, founded in 1818 by Lewis William Valentine Duperd, it's the oldest university west of the Mississippi River. In the 23-24 academic year, they had 15,000 approximate students, 8,500 undergrads. Over 50 years, they've had a campus in Madrid, Spain. That wouldn't be a bad place to visit. Some of their alum include Michael Bidwell. I should ask who these people are, but that's okay. He's the president of the Arizona Cardinals. August Bush IV, former president of Anheuser-Busch Company. Anthony Bonner, 6 seasons in the NBA, the Nuremberg 2 all-time leading scorer in Billiken men's history, 2. You don't know this, Gibson Chimerson. Easy Ed McCauley, NBA Hall of Famer. And this is what I love. You know who Raymond Bishop is?
Of course
you know. He is the priest involved in the notable 1949 exorcism that inspired the Exorcist novel, which, of course, made into a famous movie. All right.
How did it get by me?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the heads can spin. That was well before its time when they had that happen. I never saw that movie. I'd be scared. Niall Lear is in the game, and interestingly enough, the Flyers have a 7-point lead. Good aggressive defense here. Niall Lear has the basketball, 10 to shoot. Olivia Leung drives, and I thought Olivia Leung was going to get the foul, but again, they get the person on the floor, and that's Kennedy Calhoun, and that's her third. And Ivy is on the bench, which I find interesting.
Hopefully we don't see what happens in a lot of games where they let them go for three quarters and the fourth quarter turns into a whistle fest.
Because this has been a very physical game. And it was a whistle fest in the third quarter to St. Louis's advantage. Now 9 to shoot. Dayton up 66-59. Olivia Leung, they didn't call a foul on Gray. They should have. And there's a shot that misses by Smith. She overshot everything. And Wheeler and the St. Louis player hit the deck. And the St. Louis players, they always say, like, here on TV, I always scream. They go, the player's getting up slowly, and I yell at the screen that she's not getting up at all. But now they help. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Now Kennedy Calhoun actually does get up.
Just a good, aggressive play, fighting for the rebound. No foul there. Just Wheeler and her battling for it, and they came down, and Wheeler hit her. But, yeah, I thought there was a foul at the top of the key.
There was no foul there, huh?
Apparently not. But, like I said, I'd rather see him play anyways, but there is a line that you kind of have to blow the whistle at some point.
So, ball is to the Billikens. They did outscore the Flyers 24-22 in that quarter. And the Billikens trail it by 7, looking for their 8th win of the year. The Flyers looking for their 12th win of the year. They're in a 4-way tie for 2nd place in the A-10 standings with the top team in the conference. Best team in the conference, Richmond, here on Sunday. And there's a bad pass by the Billikens. They threw it right to Ariana Smith. Stagnant offense. We see Nicole Stevens and a travel violation on Niall Lear. That's an unforced turnover. The only good thing about that unforced turnover is it's a dead ball. So St. Louis is going to have to work on the other end. But you don't want to see that as Simon is in for the Billikens, and she will inbound.
And that turnover number's creeping up. Only 3 in the first half. They've had 8 so far in the second, and we're only a minute into this fourth period.
They can't get away from those 18 that they average, can they? Calhoun uses a screen, but she dribbles out of traffic. She's between the circles outside the 3-point stripe. Now Simon has it. Simon looks inside, nothing doing. Sets a screen for Calhoun. 8 to shoot. Calhoun drives, draws double coverage, kicked out to Simon. 5 to shoot. They might not get this off. Desperation 3, Calhoun doesn't even hit the backboard, or the rim, I should say, and they dead ball. I don't like that. It takes the Billikens out of a fast break opportunity there. So that's a rule I'd like to see changed. I'm just in a cranky get-off-my-lawn mood tonight, you know. I'm mad about Lisa Stone. I'm mad about that call. I'm mad at the monitors. You know, a friend of mine had a great idea for a comic strip in Kansas City. He told me one time, called Pet Peeve. Like, do a one-bar thing about somebody waiting at a bank. for 2 hours.
Yeah, what grinds your gears?
Yeah, okay, we could call it what grinds your gears. You know, why not? People say, what's a newspaper? That's, I won't even take that argument on. Wheeler inside, Ariana Smith underneath the basket, kick out. Stevens, the three, bang! Wow, what a shot. 15, and her offense just continues to grow, and her performance just continues to grow. And it's a 10-point lead, and we have a foul on Nia Lear. And like most players, she said, I didn't do it. And they said, yes, you did. That's her first foul. And it's Dayton's second foul. 7:41 to go. Dayton's up by 10. Ivy's still on the bench. Ball's into Gray. Gray, a little spin move. Nice pass. They overpassed it. I was screened, but one too many passes was a turnover. Coach's daughter, Rebecca Tillett's daughter, is going to come in a moment. Nia Lear drives. She scores. And she's fouled. She'll get a chance to complete the three-point play. Nia Lear, 4 points, and she's a 64% free throw shooter. And here is Tillett into the lineup. Isabel Tillett.
They changed the call.
Whoa, really? Oh, they did.
They called it a turnover, so I don't know if she stepped it. No, offensive foul. Yep.
Her second. Wow.
Disagree.
Ooh. I'm going to steal Cynthia's water bottle. So, 69-59. Tillett, pass underneath, is knocked away by Stevens, and the Billikens will keep it. I don't think I've ever seen a call change that late after it's initially been made. Isabel Tillett to throw it in. Loops it in for Gray. Lee isolating one-on-one. Step back on Lear. Nails the two-pointer. Yeah, Brooklyn Gray. He's got 16. And the lead is 8 with 7 minutes to go. One foul on the Bills this period. Two on Dayton. And keep it here. Now we have two fouls on the Bills. Something underneath. We have the foul. I think it's on Payton. No, Glanton got the foul. That's her second. Pardon me. 21 to shoot. Stevens looks to get it in. Nia Lear in the corner. Drives on Gray. And the ball's kicked out of bounds. It's a good idea. Stevens was wide open in the left corner. She'd have fired that one up, but pass never got to her. Good defense by the Bills. Now 17 to shoot, and they're going to sneak Kennedy Calhoun in for Isabel Tillett. Flyers throw it in to Olivia Leung. Now Nia Lear with 10 on the shot. Give and go, wide open. Smith missed the shot, but Wheeler keeps it alive. Olivia Leung drives and scores. Olivia Leung has 6. And the lead is back to 10. Kennedy drives Calhoun. And she almost traveled. Kennedy Calhoun gets the ball back, though. In the corner with it is Glanton. Back to Calhoun with 10 to shoot. Calhoun on the dribble, looking inside. Instead, it's in the corner. Here's the three, and it's short for Simon. And Leung hits the deck. And, of course, they give her the foul. And she said, what did I do? She picked up her second foul. Nobody liked that call. I guess you're not surprised.
No one ever does. And that one was... I try to be fair. That was a fair call. That was a foul on Olivia.
Olivia didn't think so.
well, never, right? She's a senior.
No player ever thinks they make a foul, do they? Okay, Brooklyn Gray throws it in, and it's kicked out of bounds by Shannon Wheeler. Billikens, I think the closest they've gotten was 7. Still looking to make that run. They were down 3 at the end of the first, 9 at the end of the second. 7 at the end of the third. It's 10 now. We have 6 minutes to go. Again, don't put him at the line. Kennedy Calhoun on the dribble. She drives in the lane, misses a shot, but offensive rebound. Somebody goes up and somebody's going to the line. four, two shots, I think Simon.
And Calhoun. I mean, talk about a motor.
Oh, great. Oh, Calhoun, you're right.
Yep. 5-5. She misses the shot. Now, as a shooter, I say this regularly, you know before anybody else where that ball's going. She was able to gather that rebound amongst the trees, and then she was fouled as she put it back up.
Olivia Leung picks up the foul. She's got four?
Yeah.
I only had her for three, but okay. Calhoun obviously hit the free throw, 6 of 6. O'Riordan, Lear, Stevens, Smith, Ivy Wolf, those are the five in right now. And Calhoun again hits the free throw, so she's got seven. She's got 13 points, seven free throws, that is, and it's an 8-point game with 5:49 to go. And a couple of the gentlemen to Dennis's left are going to gear up to do their YMCA thing. Embarrass the heck out of me at the media timeout, and I'll hide under the table. Now Molly O'Riordan with the basketball underneath to Smith. Smith is hounded by Gray, so she kicks it out. Nia Lear drives. Nia all the way into the basket. I think she traveled there, frankly, but maybe it's just a good fake. Yeah, I know, Eurostep, yeah. 4 points for her. 10-point lead, 5:20 to go. The clock can't move fast enough for us who want the Flyers to come away victorious. Here's a pass intended for Gray that's terrible over her head. Zip Dayton can score in transition. Ivy drives all the way. It's out to O'Riordan. She drives the right baseline. Ivy, wide open three left side. Can she hit it? No, it's up the backboard. I don't think her teeth affected that shot. Smith got the ball. She got rejected, but she got it back. And now by Lear with 10 on the shot. And this has been an interesting offensive possession. And now Stevens carelessly loses it to the pickpocket artist, Kennedy. And Simon blows a layup, but they have another foul on Dayton that is, to use a TV show on Dan Levitard, highly questionable. Did they give that one on Smith?
Yes.
Definitely highly questionable. That's her third foul. And Dayton's over. This is what hurts the end of the game. I'll go ahead and read the underwriters. I need something to do. 4:42 to go. This is the problem. 10-point lead. Dayton is now over, so you guys can dance over there. Anyway, we want to thank the following businesses. If you hear the name, your name, your business mentioned, please note that we promoted it here. So we want to thank Arrow Wine and Spirits, Archer's Tavern, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Bob Ross Auto Group, Dayton Art Solutions. Maybe we should send Ivy a coin dentistry. DNA Computers. If her teeth are fine, she can go to Demnikas Italian Restaurant. We also have Fat Boys Dayton, El Rancho Grande, Ghost Light Coffee, Get Active Home, and Medical Supply. House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Hothead Burritos, Kettering Overhead Door, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Ohio Painting Service, Mulherigan's Irish American Tavern, Rotor Shoe Center. Yep, they're doing it all right. Roberson Law, Signorama, Scott Power Roofing, Signing and Home Improvement, USA Tire and Auto Service Center, and the Flower Shop. And not to stop you guys from whatever you're doing, but the Flyers win this game. See if we could talk to Nicole. I would say that she should be our star of the game.
Nicole, or, I mean, I don't know if you'd want to talk or not, but Shannon Wheeler, I mean, what a game that she's having. Some of her numbers may not stand out quite as much.
If she's quiet, I don't want to
that's fair.
Give her angst or constipation by putting her on the air. So that's what our plan is going to be.
Yeah, Nicole's had a very good game. 7 of 8 from the field. 2 assists. She does have 3 turnovers, but when you're getting hawked by Calhoun all night, it's kind of understandable.
I really want to ask her, I want to say, what is it like to have Kennedy Calhoun in your face all night? You know, she'll pickpocket a wallet. I mean, she's a steel artist.
I will say, for the Flyers, they've got 4:42 remaining, and they're up by 10. But
it's not a comfortable 10.
It's not a comfortable 10, number one, especially with the pace of how it's playing. But here's some serious foul trouble. Harris has 4. Leung has 4. Stevens has 3. Wheeler has 3. If this thing finds its way into overtime, you might find yourself with a strange lineup or two in there. But, I mean, you still like your position up 10 with 4:42 remaining.
All right, Dayton men, they come off of a big win. They of course, the famous buzzer shot last Saturday here against Loyola for that exciting overtime win. Then they go to Duquesne, they crush them. And they're home for an unusual game Friday night. It's ESPN2, 7:30 against St. Joseph's. And that is the last home game of the month. They'll go to St. Bonaventure, to St. Louis. They're back February 4th against Davis. All right. If we're done playing YMCA land, we'll get back to action here.
You're so chipper. Of course I'd rather be here with you than on a beach.
I'd rather hear me complain about this, that, everything else. All right. Simon says I'm going to the line, the economics major. So 2 of 2 at the line.
Ooh, they're
going to
let her have it.
Yeah, they'll do anything. And, of course, that goes down. Again, they have missed one free throw tonight, and that was by Glenn.
Well, I'm saying it really riled up the crowd. I don't think I've ever heard boos that hard after a timeout.
I think the crowd is grumpy after those questionable calls. Simon says, I'll make it again. I know you're getting tired of that joke. All right. So Simon now has 8.
Another reach by Calhoun. She can't believe it. Yes, it's a reach. You were not in a good defensive position and reached all the way across the offensive player's body. That is the definition of a reach.
4th foul. So that's good news.
She'll have to calm down.
I would say she can come out and rest, but that's not going to happen. Not down 8. Stevens on the dribble in the corner. Nia Lear in the right corner. And a pass for Smith. She hooks. She got away with it, and she hit the shot. How did she get away with that? That was such an obvious offensive foul.
Mm-hmm.
It shows I'm not a homer.
The old Shaq hook.
Yeah, 20 points for her. And a gift, too, there. Leads back to 10. We have 4 minutes to go, and Simon with the basketball. 6-1. She handles the ball very well. Now it's Anumele. Weave offense. Shavers drives. Wild shot over Lear. Doesn't hit anything rim-wise. And Ivy Wolf comes down to the right. Ivy, kick out. Nio outside. Another 3-0 rear. Bang! Oh, goodness gracious. I think I'm having heart failure. Watch that.
It's
timeout, Tillett.
Jokic. Jokic is at work.
Yeah, that's what Coach called her, Baby Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I guess we could ask the coach after the game. What a brilliant call. Draw it up that way. Oh, 78-65. So, I have to bring this up. Sunday, it will be the rematch. Richmond will be in town. Richmond destroyed the Flyers 55-37 on December 29th. They led 15-8 at the end of the first. They led 33-10 at the end of the second. It wasn't very good. And the leading score, 3 people, had 7 for the Flyers. When you look at Richmond, 14 Budnick, 13 Ullstrom, 13 Dugan. Now, I will say the one thing, and Richmond, by the way, won the boards 41-25, and I don't think Richmond's going to be overconfident coming into this one. Aaron Roussel was not happy. 24 turnovers, the only reason that game was even that close. And, oh, what do we have here? Oh, our alleged crowd tonight is 1296, or 1286, I'm not sure. That's probably pretty accurate.
Seems like there's more people here tonight than the 1,300 it said last game, so I don't know where they come up with those numbers.
Pick it up, pick number out of a hat. It's like Price is Right. The first number's always a 1. Go from there. All right. So we wait again through one of these unturnable timeouts. Don't look at some not hit a field goal for the last 3.5 minutes. That's good news.
They've had a couple stretches that have just really killed them because they kept creeping back in, and he really felt like Dayton was in a slippery zone. But those back-to-back threes really should seal it with 3:35 remaining. I don't think St. Louis will score enough, even if Dayton doesn't score anymore.
Just don't put them at the line.
Right.
I mean, they can score points when the clock's not moving.
Yeah, and I mean, from the three-point line today, St. Louis is 2 of 13, 15%. So you kind of just hunker down in the paint, make them take outside shots. You live with Kennedy Calhoun shooting outside. She now has 4 fouls. She can't be as aggressive. She has 4 steals. So she's off of her season average. But she is a nuisance. I would say I would not want to be playing against her as an offensive player. It's no fun to have somebody right there the entire night. So credit to her.
Her game reminds me of the freshman on UMass, McHale. That'd be good one-on-one. See those two go up against
no one would ever score.
No, they just keep stealing the ball from each other.
That's what I thought about when Nio and her were guarding earlier. It was just like, well, good luck.
This is an interesting substitution. Coach's daughter is in the lineup now. Rebecca Tillett's daughter, Isabel, and the ball's thrown in, and it's knocked away by Niall Lear. I mean, Tillett is not an offensive threat whatsoever, so frankly, I wouldn't really even worry about guarding her. And she throws it in, and Gray gets it. And here's a three, and it is short from Kennedy. That's Peyton Kennedy, and Flyers are breaking. Nicole Stevens wisely knows the score and the time, so she will hit the trailer and Niall Lear. I mean, there's no reason to try to go in for... Like Al McGuire said, you're not playing the spread, you're playing the clock. Even though Stevens with 15 on the clock and missed it in the lane, and Smith controls it, puts it on the ground, and puts it in now. Ariana Smith, a strong game with 22 points. How many rebounds?
That's number 10. That's a double-double.
Okay, she's got her double-double. I wonder if she likes double gum. Dayton up by 15. I said it would be 20, so we'll see how close I am here.
Prognosticator.
Oh, yes. Nostradamus. I have the nose to prove it. 80-65. 2:40 to go. Stevens in the corner. Niall Lear. Three. Bang! Niall has 7. And it's down 18-point lead. I think we can feel good about this one. 10-0 spurt for the Flyers in the last 1:44. Go ahead.
Niall Lear is now shooting 1,000% from the three-point line on the season. 1 of 1.
Oh, you know, I didn't have a problem with that shot. It was so wide open.
And you're up 15 late in the game. Yes. So, yes. And she made it. So.
And she made it.
You can't complain too much.
So, I think we love the way the benches performed today. Grant, O'Riordan, Dawkins briefly, Nio. And it takes the pressure, Olivia, of course, and it takes the pressure, Shannon, I can't forget about her. It takes the pressure again off of Ivy. If I sat down and you said, Ivy's going to score 2 points tonight, I said, I'm going home.
Yeah, no question about it. And, I mean, I think the word that comes to mind is just balanced.
They haven't seen that. Most of the time it's like one or two people doing everything.
100%, Barney. We talk about it quite a bit that they're so reliant on Ariana Smith and Ivy Wolf. Those two have to feel good. Now, Ariana Smith obviously had a great game, 22 and 10. But you know one of them is probably going to have a good game. Most of the time, both of them are going to have a good game. But to get the output from everybody else, here's the thing. They're shooting 57% from the field, 41% from the three-point line, and they started out atrocious from the three-point line, but 18 assists and only 13 turnovers. That's the number that stands out to me, Barney.
And for St. Louis, they've done it again. They can't hit threes, and they give up threes.
Mm-hmm.
So their pattern continues. Kennedy got a three. Well, maybe I spoke too soon. Kennedy's third three of the night. She's got 15.
What? This sign.
Oh. Sluicers? Sluicer instead of losers. I'm a little slow on that. Dayton misses a shot. Molly O'Rourke tries to save it. That's actually really clever. Peyton Kennedy with Dayton up by 15 with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, I can't stop looking at it.
I know, but I got to call the game. Watch it for me, too. Inside, it is a good shot, turnaround shot by Tierra Simon. She's got 10 now. She averages 7. She took O'Rourke to task there, and Stevens loses the ball, and there's Simon basket, and I think we'll get a timeout here. You just don't want to get too casual. Simon now has 12, and the lead's now 11 with 1:33 to go. Did we get the timeout?
Yeah, they took a timeout.
So they come a little unglued. I don't know if this is a full timeout, so we will not break. Because the way my life goes, we'd break, and we'd be right in the middle of the Underwriters, but we do want to thank them. So, again, Flyers have been playing well, but I'll tell you something. They got to even play better than this to stay in the game on Sunday.
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but Dayton has played, they're playing their best basketball, which is what, if you go back to Archer's when we talked to her, everything in the non-conference schedule was leading up for them to compete this year in conference. Picked 11th. Nobody in our circle thought that was going to be the case, and you're seeing it. You know, they're definitely, the way they're playing, they're going to be in contention to be in the top half of the conference, and I think Sunday's a statement game. You don't have to beat them, but you need to be competitive, and I think it's time. I think it's time. They have the talent. There's no reason for them to let Richmond come in and blow their doors off on Sunday. So they'll be up for it. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a fun one.
Let's get a good crowd here. I mean, it's not going to be 0 degrees.
Right.
Football doesn't start until 3. The important game, Buffalo and Kansas City, doesn't start until 6:30. There's a prelim game between Washington and Philadelphia. So no excuse for us to. We don't want to see 1,200 people here on Sunday because the crowd helps the athletes on the court. And it's National Women and Girls Sports Day because there's a Q&A after the game and an autograph session that we'll talk more about on Sunday.
Oh,
so here's a bad pass that the Billikens got a turnover from. So that turnover count is going up. Brooklyn Gray in the lane got deflected, and she saved it off of Wheeler. That's a nice hustle. As I think Dayton relaxed. Flyers now have 15 turnovers. And the Billikens will bring in Peyton Kennedy for Brooklyn Gray. You seem surprised. Or did they change the call? Or are they going to the monitor?
They may go look at this.
Gosh.
I thought the ball was going to be out off of Dayton anyways. And then when Gray went around, I thought she stepped out. So we'll see. They're going to come tell us.
You want something to drink? Well, Cynthia did not want something to drink. I don't know what she said.
She said they're going to check and see who the ball was out off of. So that's what they're actually checking.
We knew that. I wanted to tell her. Tell those men to stop looking at the TV.
Hey, thanks for telling us instead of TV.
Well, I've got Cynthia's drink. I'm holding hostage. Remember that. Keep that in mind.
There's something we could talk about. I'm sure you saw this. I know you did.
What did I see?
The team's GPA for fall.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up tonight because I want to talk to Tamika about that on Sunday.
Well, there
Sunday.
You go. I ruined it.
No, you didn't ruin it. But since you brought it up, yeah, I think it's a big story. I think there needs to be a newspaper article about this. 3.46 GPA. It's the highest fall GPA in 19 years. And I have them written down, but not in front of me. If you look at some of their majors, they are tough majors. Oh, you've got them there. Two master programs, mechanical engineering. I'm exhausted just reading this list. Criminal justice, business economics, and on and on. And we'll talk about that with the coach Sunday. And here's an ill-advised three to the Billikens. They miss it. And Harris is knocked into the cheerleaders. And, of course, they give the ball to St. Louis.
It was off of her.
But, yeah, that is something to really be proud of. Beth Flack, who is the team's academic advisor, she does some of the TV color when Christine isn't available. We're going to talk about her on Sunday. So, yeah, I was just excited to see that, yes. Because to me, academics is the most important thing, not scoring average or a team's record. And in my 22 years doing this, I've had one player for Dayton be declared academically ineligible. And, of course, I won't mention who that player is. And Smith has the ball, and is she fouled? Or did she? I don't know. 1:10 to go, and this game has kind of come to a screeching halt.
Just
but
out
Dayton's
of bounds
up
again.
11.
Yep. Okay.
It's definitely turned into a choppy affair. And Isabel Tillett will throw it in. See if we can play 10 seconds without a whistle. 16 to shoot, by the way. Kennedy underneath. And now Simon says, I don't want it to. Kennedy Calhoun. Now Simon drives. And that pass goes right to Rebecca Tillett, who has a look of disdain on her face, and that's a turnover, and that's basically it for St. Louis. Down 11 with a minute to go. And of course, we need another timeout. I don't know if Oliver wants to say anything. When I said academics were most important, I don't know. He was like, I don't know. What were you? A nonverbal message were you trying to give me there?
There are other things.
Yeah, but without good academics, you don't get a good job, my friend.
True.
All right. So you've spoken your piece tonight. Go back to your engineering.
Academics are important. Don't take my internship away, Ms. Hutchins. Thank you.
Again, I'm not poo-pooing anything else, but without academics, you have nothing. All right. Of course, the band needed to get their say in, too. All right. Let's see if we can finish this game. We'll try. Johnson is back in. Ivy Wolf back over to Johnson. Ricky Harris. It's like the three of them are like playing catch outside. Of course, we have to have a foul. It's on Bree Johns. It's her first foul. Bree Johns has a difficult major. SLU's a tough school. Yeah, academics major. Yeah, I mean academics major. Economics major. Listen to her favorite foods. Well, I'll get to it in a moment. It's only the 14th foul. It's quite a mixture. Ball is intercepted. It's a turnover, actually. So Billikens can get it under double digits. Gray, a desperation three. It's off the mark. But they get the rebound. They miss the layup. And now it comes to Harris. The Billikens will stay down by 11. And Ivy Wolf can get off her 2-point snide. She's 82%. And Brooklyn Gray got the foul. So Bree Johns' favorite foods include pancakes, and hopefully not all these at once. Pancakes, shrimp tacos, and crab legs.
Ooh.
Which of those three don't belong?
Pancakes doesn't belong with the other two.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of weird.
Gray fouled out.
Shavers hasn't been much of an impact tonight. I thought she would. She's got 5 points. She had a career-high 15 against the Flyers last year. Oh,
night to forget for Ivy.
Yeah, she just, that free throw wasn't even close.
So next time Ivy has a really good game, we'll call her back over and say, all right, what happened?
Or we'll have to ask if she needed some dental surgery. That's on the second free throw. So this is interesting about Ann Umeli. She wants to be a nurse practitioner. She says she's a dog whisperer. Do you know what a dog whisperer is? It's not somebody who whispers in dog's ears. A dog whisperer, first of all, Cesar Millan is one, but it's someone who has a unique ability to communicate with a dog based on understanding and trust. You're thinking, where can I go on this one?
Well, I mean, it's the way I could tie in Ace Ventura. And that kind of made me think of that sign from earlier, the Salusers. That's my tie-in for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll put a bow on this game. We'll tie a bow into this game. 84-72. It's 20-17 at the end of the first. It was 44-35 at the end of the second. St. Louis outscored Dayton 24-22 in the third, making a 7-point game. But the Flyers now up 12. They're going to go to, if we ever get to the end of this thing, they're going to go to 12-7 and 6-2 in the league as we hit the halfway point of the league standings on Sunday. Billikens will fall to 7-12 and again, barely ahead of St. Bonaventure. A team they lost to, by the way. So if these teams end up tied at the end of the year, the Billikens will take last place.
This will be the first UD win versus St. Louis since February 9th of 2022.
And they'll play again in mid-February at Chaffetz. So the ball is inbounded to Isabella Tillett. 25
Ooh,
seconds
pass.
To go. Yep, good pass. And Bree Johns cuts and skips on the board. And
timeout, Dayton.
Really? Timeout?
They're up 10, but they're going to move the ball forward.
Okay. You know what I like that the WNBA does? You have one per game. It's called a reset timeout. You can move the ball to half court, and there is no stoppage in play. You can make a substitution, but it's like we're not going to have this 30 seconds of nonsense. But it gets the ball to half court, and it makes the game quick.
Yeah.
I would love to see a reset timeout instituted in this game.
Yeah, because you're right.
Not this game, but in women's ball.
Yeah, specifically at the end of the game when you get the back-to-back-to-back timeouts and the only real purpose is to move the ball forward. They leave that up to the team, right? It's their discretion. They can take the time if they want it.
They can take the reset time if they want it. They can take the full.
I think that's a good play.
Okay, so 33 seconds to go. We have covered pancakes, crab legs. would you rather... We've covered it all tonight. Amidst a victory coming up here, and Calhoun just fouled out. Ivy Wolf go back to the line. So the final line on Kennedy Calhoun in 39 minutes of play is 13 points, struggling 3 of 11 from the field. She missed all three threes. She did go 7 of 7 at the free throw line. And to her credit, being 5'5", she came down with 7 rebounds to go along with her 5 assists and her 5 steals.
She could flirt with a quadruple-double some nights.
So, let's see if Ivy improves upon her poor free throw shooting in the first effort tonight. She hits the first one. Pressure's on. She's got 4 points. Probably a season low for her.
She's coming out if she makes it.
Got it again. So, yeah. So a rough night for her. And she takes a bow. And we'll see if she has to visit a real dentist tomorrow. Isabella Tillett will bring it into the front court. 12-point lead. Desperation 3. Clunks off iron for Bree Johns. And why did you foul Ariana Smith? Kennedy, Peyton Kennedy's foul. You know, there's something about wanting to play this until the end, but there's also something about it's time to wave the white flag.
Yeah, you're not coming back down 12 with 20 seconds left. I'm with you. Most times you kind of wave that flag there, but ball is being kind of battled for, so.
And the free throw is good. Now, unless it would get Eleanor Monyuk into the game, which it's not going to, I would have liked that foul. So Smith is now 5 of 6 at the line, 23 points. Look up her career high. If you can, well, 23. She's going to stay there. We should have that information here shortly. 13-point lead. Pretty 20, so I'm going to be off on that. Tillett underneath, turnaround shot, Johns, short. Johns gets it back and puts it home on the foul. She's got 4. So Dayton will win this game by 11. Okay, it's a career high tonight. 21 against DeSalle earlier this year. So it's a career high tonight. And Nia Lear is straight jacketed in the corner. What do you think? Wouldn't just run it out. And Isabel Tillett fouled. People are booing. Well, I'll say this. At least it gives Nia a chance to score a couple of points. So, I mean, I'm not booing for that opportunity. Nia has 7.
She's had a good game.
Yeah, she's had a very strong game. Well, she missed that free throw.
2 assists, had 2 turnovers, 1 steal in the 15 minutes. 3 of 5 from the field, hit the 3-pointer.
See if she can get .8, make it a 12-point game. Nope, missed them both. St. Louis will come down.
Foul.
And buzzer, please. There it is. Shots missed. We'll see who we'll talk to. We'll let you know. Let's break right now.
It's the Archer's Tavern post-game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap-up on today's game.
All right, as usual, let's go with the team stats, and we'll break into that if we have to, if we get a flare, when we get somebody over here. Dayton shoots a very efficient 56% from the field. The Billikens shoot a flat 40% from the field. But the Flyers, 39% from 3 to 17% from St. Louis. Free throw line is what you expected. 95%, 19 of 20 for the Bills. 6 to 7% for Dayton, 14 of 21. Turnovers ended 16-16. That's kind of a win for Dayton. Points off turnovers, even at 23. Rebounds were the Billikens by 9. That's something you want to improve on in the next meeting. 39-30. Offensive rebounds were plus 9. Defensive rebounds were even. But offensive rebounds, it was the advantage for the Billikens, 15-6. But here's the big stat. Bench points, 35 for the Flyers, 15 for the Bills. Fast break points, 14-4 Dayton. Blocks, even a 4. Steals, 11-9 Dayton. Assists, 18-11 Dayton. 4 lead changes. Nicole Stevens joins us. And I know you had a cranky back a little earlier in the year. I would presume, young lady, especially watching you just gun it down at Duquesne and tonight, that you're healthy. Talk about how you're just getting it done offensively.
Yeah, I mean, like tonight you saw Ivy Wolf getting face guarded, and that's just what's great about our team is anybody can step up. We can go 10 deep. Nani had a great game. They were face guarding Ivy, so so I know how to get to my spots. I've been working with my position coach all week on getting to pull-ups and coming off the bench, Liv and Shannon, even Cam, defensively was great for us.
I mean, admittedly, you got off to a slow start in the season, but now that we're in the conference, you are cooking. Did it just take, with all these new faces, including yourself, did it just take that much time to finally get gelled?
Yeah, exactly. I think that Miami loss was huge for us. That's where we really came together, and Coach Meek, we called it, can't let you know what we called it, but that week after Miami was... It was tough, and that made us come together. And I think even our loss to Vanderbilt and Richmond were great great fighting losses. And I think we started to find our groove right there.
Kennedy Calhoun, just kind of a nuisance out there defensively. Kind of wanted to get your thoughts on playing against somebody who's just, I mean, she's sixth in the nation in steals and saw it tonight, very aggressive.
Yeah, no, she's a great defender, so just kind of using as many ball screens as possible, get her involved in ball screens, kind of finding those switches so she's not getting up ball pressure. She got a couple steals at the end there, which we'll clean up and film and just kind of figuring out how to get her off my body.
You guys have won now five of the last six, and from the outside, just watching, looks like you are having a lot of fun. What's, you know, not there's be a difference, but what's kind of changed over the last, since the year kind of turned over, really?
Yeah, I think he said it best, it's just coming together. We know that any of us can step into the game, and I think the biggest thing for us was just finding our roles, and when we found our roles, that's where we started getting going, and when you know your role, it's just more enjoyable when you're winning.
Richmond comes in here, and you don't look ahead, we know that, but between the teammates, you kind of look ahead. Have you guys talked about that much?
Honestly, no. We've been just focusing game by game. You know, we just came off a tough loss, so just watching film from the last game and going into St. Louis, I mean, Coach Meek talked about it best. Like, St. Louis, they've won the A-10 a few times. There's some returners that just know how to win, so we knew coming in that they might, their record might not show it, but they're a great team, well-coached.
So you communicate with Ivy, and I am curious, did she suffer any teeth issues? Does she have to go to a dentist tomorrow?
No, she's fine.
I got to say this. I never see her frown.
Yeah.
But before they took her out, she was frowning. So yeah. I don't know if she was in pain or what.
No, she's tough. She's fine. Don't worry about her. She's not allowed to be hurt.
All right. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you on Sunday. All right. So we wanted to get to the bottom of oral surgery, potential oral surgery. All right. So we've already given you the team stats. We were tied six times tonight. Dayton, I mean, they made this an uphill battle for the Billikens. The Flyers led basically for 35 minutes, and the Billikens led for a minute 44, which must have been very early because I don't remember when the Billikens were leading in that game. All right, so let's go over the team stats again. We have a career high for Ariana Smith. She had 23 points. The Vacuum again had 11 rebounds. She went 9 of 13 from the field, 5 of 7 at the line. Ricky Harris had 7 points, 4 fouls, and she was involved in a lot of physicality in this game. Again, Ivy Teeth and all had 5 points. Jada Johnson had 2, and Nicole again, 15 points, 7 of 10 from the field. Let's see. Danica Lightbourne played a minute. I didn't even see her in the game. She didn't score. Niall had a really good game, especially defensively. She had 7 points. Dawkins had 2. Olivia Leung had 8. Shannon Wheeler, very steady, 12 points, 4 of 5 from the field to go along with 6 rebounds. Grant came in, gave some good work in 5 minutes, didn't score. And Molly O'Riordan, go figure. What? Came on 1 of 9 from the 3, had 6 points, 2 of 2 from 3. So the baby Jokic came through. And Dayton scores 87 points. I think we're going to get the coach, so I'll wait and give the St. Louis stats momentarily. But again, Dayton's 12-7. Billikens fall to 7-13. And what plagues the Billikens just follows them around, I guess. And I don't envy them because Davidson's got a lot of really good three-point shooters, and that's where the Billikens go next.
You're right, and it'd be tough. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about that.
We get Davidson here on the school day game in February that we do have to worry about. And, you know, again, I want to see if Davidson is for real. I still have questions about that. I don't think that Gerald Fultz wants me to, in my pregame interview, say, I'm not sure if you're for real. Show me. Because they played Richmond, and they got blown out big time.
Yeah, and that might happen to a few teams. So, yeah, you know, you kind of you can throw has. Some of those out. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good benchmark anytime you play against them. So for the Flyers, I mean, specifically tonight, if you're going to get 35 points off the bench, 42 points in the paint, especially with Ivy only scoring 5, you're going to beat a lot of teams in this conference, Barney.
And they have. They have 6 conference wins. They're 6-2. And we tell Oliver to get out.
Yeah.
And we'll get the coach over here. And after that, I'll give you the St. Louis numbers. The coach is going to hug somebody first, so we'll wait. But then I'll give you the St. Louis numbers. And then we'll say see you until Sunday. It'll be a 1 o'clock game. It's National Women and Girls in Sports Day. Again, after the game, there'll be an autograph session and Q&A. So please come out. It's always a special day every year. The Flyers win this game 87-76. I'm going to, as usual, start with something the coach will not expect. And that would be...
God. What you got now?
How are Ivy's teeth?
Who cares?
I care. I think everybody cares.
She's all right. She's talking. She's talking to her Mr. Fanfare, so she's good.
Here's what I never, ever, and I mean this, have seen her frown until mm-hmm. tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So she played for a little bit,
yeah.
But did you hesitate to take her out? And then you kept her out for a while. And I know it wasn't her night, and mm-hmm. the rest of the team gelled.
Yeah.
But what was your strategy about not putting her right back in?
I mean, you know, when you got something going and, you know, kids, I thought Liv played some good minutes. Molly hit some big shots. I mean, Shannon Wheeler was who we think she can be. And mm-hmm. I don't care if it's the end of the season where she turns into that person,
yeah,
you know,
your
her senior year.
Amazing. I thought your substitution patterns, Grant, Dawkins, O'Riordan in the second quarter were magical.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's what keeps us in games is our bench. I mean, the Duquesne game, we lose that game. We had to play 2 freshmen. Liv, Molly had to play some big minutes to keep the game close. I knew when we finished that first half and, you know, going into the second half, we put Nani and Ivy back in, things would open up. But people are starting to face guard her anyway. Duquesne did it. Vanderbilt did a little bit. And one thing, me and Ivy looked at each other, was a minute left in this game and said, hey, in the past, we'd have lost this game, right? And now people have to say, you want to take her up? We're putting her in the corner so we can drive on you. We're just maneuvering her, pushing her different places to get high lows for Nani and just pulling the defense. So we're just using her to pull 1 or 2 people away. And I mean, what a great game when Ivy Wolf scores what she scores, right? We know wow. She never has back-to-back games like that, and we win convincingly. I don't think anybody thought we weren't going to win a game. They made a little run in the second half, but that feels really good.
One more for me, and then I'll go floss.
That's not true.
No,
you're going to say one more.
No, one more thing.
Okay, one more.
3 turnovers in the first half.
Yep.
In your administration, I don't think you've ever done that. Maybe against Miami Hamilton, but
yeah.
That doesn't count.
No, we probably had 20 against them. I don't think you're giving us a little too much credit. I think we've had games with 13, 15, 16. That's right where we want to be. You know, if we're hovering 14, 15 turnovers, because we like to play fast, that's perfect. But I think that's been the difference for us. Our ability to stay in games. Rebounding has been another emphasis for us because we don't have Mariah. You know, when you have Mariah and Nani in there, they're really banging. But I think Shannon has come through. Molly grabbed a couple of them, snagged them down. And some of our guards have to get in there and make plays. So for me right now, what I'm most excited about is we didn't need Ivy Wolf's scoring production to win the game. She had some assists. She was patient. She trusts her teammates, and she used to panic. They're double teaming her. You know, she would panic. And this time she didn't. She just kept them at bay. We would draw 2. 98 tonight, you know. Ricky hit 3s. We everybody hit 3s. So we shot, I think we were shooting 12% in the first half. We finished the game at 38. But now we got Richmond coming in here. And can we put together a full game the way we played the second half last time?
Well, so I'll ask you a question because the game tightened up there in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
It was kind of early in the fourth. It was a shot clock violation.
Mm-hmm.
And then come down on the end. Aaron Smith had a beautiful pass to Nicole Stevens mm-hmm. and hit that 3.
Yep.
I thought it was a changing point
yes.
in the game.
Big time. The block to end the quarter, I think that sends a message. The shot to end the quarter sends a message, you know, with some momentum. And I told them, they're going to have 1 slugger. And it's really because of Calhoun, their point guard. She just is relentless, right? But we've played in games like this where teams have punched us hard in a fourth. We played in games where teams have punched us hard in a second, and we've won games. So I think when we were able to put Ricky back in and really handled their pressure and step up and make free throws, honestly. I mean, the only ones we didn't need was Nio missing her 2, but we needed those, and that's something that we really want to get. I think we're shooting 60% in conference. We're going to be 70%. But the one thing we're killing at conference is getting to that free throw line. What I didn't like is we fouled so early in the third. They couldn't really score in half court besides ISOs by Brooklyn, and they lived at the free throw line, right? Those are the ones you don't want. So that's something we need to clean up, but we need to get our free throw percentage up to 70. We shoot more than anybody in conference. We were number one in conference going to this game defensively. I think we're fourth offensively. Those are things that we really pay attention to of how we win games. But this is the first time we've ever beat St. Louis in 3 years, so it feels good.
I don't want to do a disservice because we can take her for granted for some times, but Nani,
yes.
Career high 23 points, yep. 11 rebounds.
Let's do it.
I thought, I mean, just from the get.
Yep. Relentless, and she's playing like that, you know. I think the one person that showed up at Fordham was Nani because it was a dog fight. She likes to fight. So career high, I looked at her half, I think she had 12 and 4. You know, we don't focus on points with Nani because we know she's going to get them. You know, she's going to do that. But from a rebounding standpoint, it's like, dang, Nani only got 4 rebounds? So that's why she came out. She's fighting her teammates to grab. She almost, you know, I was like, grab it. Don't step out of bounds trying to save it down here. But, you know, to end up with 12 rebounds, finishing the half with 4, that's very impressive. And then the 23 points, we needed all of them. But, again, Ivy Wolf drawing 2. Ivy Wolf having so much attention. It just opens things up for other people. And the trust in that, Nani had another dominating night.
All right. I said I wasn't going to ask.
I told you.
I know this guy.
No, you're starting to use your hands. I already know. It's coming. Go ahead.
No, I'm getting out. I'm saying I do want to talk to you Sunday for pregame.
Okay.
So whenever you can do that, I'll see you then.
They had me up there with the, you know.
Yes, Chalk Talk with your talk. With your
and my crew. My peeps.
I will say your peers. There you go. Thank you. Go get some rest.
Thank you.
I know you're going to go start watching film for Richmond.
I mean, you know, hey, they don't do anything different. You know, they do what they do. So that's the other thing. We just got to prepare.
Watch them tomorrow night live.
No, I'll watch them tonight.
All right. I figured. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Good luck Sunday.
All right. So let's go over the Pelican. I promised I wasn't going to ask any more questions, and I didn't, but I had to get it out. All right. The Pelicans they did have 4 in double figures. I'll credit that. They had Brooklyn Gray. You're right. I like Brooklyn Gray. 36 minutes, 16 points, 7 of 13 from the field. Peyton Kennedy, 30 minutes. Hard 15, 5 of 14 from the field. Calhoun, we already talked about. She fouled out with 13 points, 3 of 11 from the field. Perfect at the line, 7 of 7. 7 rebounds, 5 assists. She's kind of like a Meg McConnell. She does a little bit of, well, not a little bit of everything, a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best players in this conference. Simon says I'm scoring 12 with 7 rebounds. Shavers only had 5. Glanton had 7. This is the last time I have to say this. And Umeli had 2. Johns had 4. Coach's daughter didn't score. Hydra had 2. And Bergstrom, and boy, Bergstrom, I don't know if she's in a doghouse or what, but she played 10 minutes and did not score. A young lady who came in averaging 7.4 a game. So that's St. Louis. So I don't think there's anything more to say. Sunday, it's scary. I guess if you want to watch Ritzman's last game, it'd be tomorrow night against Loyola. I don't know what you're going to learn from that.
I probably will watch it because I have a problem.
Problem? You have no life?
I like to watch them the game before they play.
I won't be watching it live.
Sometimes you get an injury. Sometimes you get different things. But, you know, typically you can kind of see how a team's playing kind of going into the game. If you're Dayton, coming in on a high note, you know, like I said, they won 5 of their last 6. They had the tough loss at Fordham, but they're playing really well. It's a measuring stick. If you can give it to Richmond, you're going to let them know that, you know, come the tournament time, you're not just going to roll over. So I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a fun one.
And interestingly enough about Richmond, I think one of the, you know, people say, oh, the keys are Dugan and Ullstrom and all that. I think the key is Katie Hill because she's their point guard, and I'd have to go back and look at the stats, but if they can force turnovers out of her, they don't really have anybody else who can protect the ball. And I think the Flyers are going to have to force 24 more turnovers.
And that's going to be the key. They've got to play the whole game defensively the way that they're capable, and you don't want to see the long droughts. Now, you're seeing them score points. You know, it's not like they shot a crazy number tonight from the three-point line or anything, and they're 79. You know, I mean, it's there. So it's going to be a fun one Sunday. It's a tough, tough test, but we'll see if they're game.
All right. That will do it. I'm glad we had internet service back again. We weren't able to bring you the LaSalle game live. That's right. I asked you if you listened to it.
That's right.
I told you you couldn't listen to it live, so we had it on Tuesday night. I don't know if anybody knew. Anyway, so in front of an alleged crowd of 1,200 and some, the
Flyers win it, 87-76. They are now 12-7. The Billikens fall to 7-13. We will join you Sunday about 12:45. Richmond's here. Until then, for Oliver Mitz. Did I get it right?
Oven.
Nitz. I'm a nitwit on that one. For Oliver Nitz, for Norm Schrein, for Dennis Shaw, Barney Sutner, good night from Unity Arena.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers Women's Basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archer's Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.